Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Now it's time for Dear Scott, where we answer your texts and emails, and the posh lady, who a lot of you are finding quite hot from Radio 4, will read them out. Here's the first one.
Scott, love the show. Last Tuesday, I met a man who looked just like John Sim in the toilets of the M6 services. The one on the toll section of the motorway.
I know the one. Mm.
I was stood next to him at the urinals and couldn't help but keep looking at him. Only at his face, mind. Remarkably, we both finished our business at the same time. And after zipping up, I turned to him and said, "Hi, John, I'm a big fan," while offering my hand to shake. Surprisingly, Mr. Sim decided to ignore my offer of a handshake and just looked at me, slightly puzzled, before silently leaving the gents. I'm now really hoping it wasn't John Sim for three reasons. One, I hate embarrassing myself in front of my heroes. Two, he was quite rude, and I'd hate to think that he's rude in real life. Three, he didn't wash his hands after leaking the lizard, which is very unhygienic.
That's horrible.
I'm worried because the actual John Sim must be quite rich and could obviously afford to use the toll road, so I'm fearing the worst that it was him. Any ideas to put my mind at ease? Thanks, Scott. Lots of love from Pete, Ellesmere Port.
I think it was John Sim.
On what basis?
Because you're right about the toll road. He would have used that.
Right.
He wouldn't have tried to skirt around it and go the long way around just for a paltry pole.
It is only £4.50
on
that toll road.
I know, I was going to say, I've used that toll road.
Oh, okay.
I've used that toll road.
However, I've met John Sim and he appears to be quite a nice bloke, so...
What, in the toilets?
No, I've not met him in the toilets. I've just met him generally at Radio 1 a few years ago and he seemed to
in
be quite...
In the toilets, right?
Not in the toilets, just in a studio. And he seemed to be quite nice, so I don't know.
Is that a... He might have been a bit rude because I wouldn't expect someone to speak to me in the toilet.
No.
Is that right? Do men do that? I don't know.
No.
Men never talk in the toilets. That's the rules.
Especially, it's like, "Hi, oh my God, it's you, John Sim. Amazing, nice to meet you."
Keep your head down, look straight ahead, don't look anybody next to you.
And always stand at least one urinal away.
Yeah, never stand next to somebody in the urinal.
What, if there's only one
space?
Well,
if there's only one space, then you have to.
But, you know. It's not ideal at all.
It's weird toilet etiquette in men.
Next!
Hi, Scott. I recently rented the film St. Elmo's Fire on DVD. I was told by a friend that it was a riotous comedy, along the lines of Knocked Up, Superbad or American Pie. Is it me, or was this film not funny at all? Was it supposed to be? Did people really dress like that at one time? Help me, Scott. I don't know who else to turn to. However, Demi Moore was hot back then. Thanks, bud. Graham, Ardley, Essex.
Well, Graham, off of Ardley and Essex, I've never seen that film.
Me neither.
Me neither.
Or half of the other ones that you mentioned.
No.
I've seen American Pie.
Really? Films? No. That's the wrong show you've got right there. I've never seen St. Elmo's Fire. Never. I've heard of it, but I don't know what it was or it is. So, sorry about that. Try Edith Bowman when she comes back off her holiday. She's back on yesterday.
She was back yesterday, yeah.
Sounded very good.
Yeah.
On the line. Next.
Dear Scott, Becky and Gobble Boy. Following the person who wondered if there's anything that chappers can't moan about, I enclose a list of things I believe he would find it impossible to whinge about. I could be wrong, but surely nobody could be mardy about these. Keep up the good work and love to the posh lady. Thomas, Cumnock.
OK, Thomas, I've got the list here.
Have you?
Are you ready?
Yeah, go on then.
So, things that you might find impossible to moan about. Here we go.
OK.
1. Manchester United winning the double.
Well, that's quite easy, really. Because more success of Manchester United winning the double means that the Glazers put up the price of my season ticket even more. And it also means that more glory-hunting fans join the Old Trafford crowd from Surrey, Norway, China and wherever else they come from. Therefore, stopping the real Manx being able to go.
Are there real Manchester people?
Of course there are.
Yeah,
there are as many red Manx as there are blue Manx.
Really?
A survey's proved it.
Okay. All right, so you did find even something to moan about with your own team.
Every silver lining has a cloud.
2. Having a from Christina Aguilera.
She's just a bit rough, I won't go near her.
Was she not?
No.
Really?
Yeah. Her hair always looks dirty.
with four R's.
Exactly, yeah.
Next!
Three, it being Christmas every day, like the song by Wizard.
It being Christmas every day, that means you'd have to buy presents every day, which means you'd be spending money all the time.
And be nice to people
all
day.
And be nice to people all the time. No. God, and always be full and fat.
No. Okay.
Four, owning a Ferrari.
Oh, God, it'd be just embarrassing, would owning a Ferrari, because everybody... Do you remember that one time we got given a Lotus thing to drive for the weekend, and
yes,
it was just embarrassing, because everybody looks at you like you're a complete...
Yeah, they all do, like, some kind of weird hand signal at you.
Yeah,
is that...
it just draws attention to you, and it's horrible. Yeah.
Is that what happens?
That Nescafe ad.
Yeah, when you drive a Lotus, it seems to be...
Oh, God, it was horrible.
Any sports car like that, if I see a man in a sports car like that, it's like, what is missing in your life?
Exactly.
You really don't need one if you've got a decent...
Just a nice family saloon, that's all you need.
You need a Focus, don't you? Next.
Five, dating all the Pussycat Dolls at the same time and them not minding that you're doing their mates.
Well, I'm not sure about one of them.
And, I know the one you mean.
So that would be a problem to start with. And I'd have Lewis Hamilton on my case if I was dating one or the other, so it would be too complicated. It'd be a disaster.
Okay, next.
So, dear Scott.
Go on.
None of that, of all of those amazing things you still have something to moan about in every single
there
one.
There is something.
Is there anything good in your life?
What's next?
Next.
Dear Scott, if Shaggy were a volcano, instead of Mr. Lover Lover, would he be Mr. Lava Lava? Love you, Will. P.S. Which name does Mark prefer? I.e. Mark, Chappers, Chops, Chopper, Brittany. Do tell.
Brittany. No, I'm saying Brittany. Mark.
You prefer Mark?
Yeah.
But Chappers is your trademark.
Yeah, but Mark is the real me.
Some people do get really confused.
Oh, God.
My mum didn't realise up until, like, week before last that Mark and Chappers were the same person.
Bless her.
Because, you know, when I introduce the news and call you Mark, that really confuses people, because the rest of the time I call you Chappers, see? So they are the same person. I can confirm that Chappers and Mark are one and the same.
Hello.
Next.
Dear Scott, do you still say, all right, treacle? It's just that I often pretend to be you at weekends to get free drinks, and I'm wondering if I should still be saying this. Many thanks. Scott Mills, a.k.a. Dan Blakenhall.
Okay, Dan, well, I've got issue with that.
Not even you to get free drinks.
No, I really don't. That's really bad.
Are you going to start using you to get free drinks?
No, I don't think that's right. Using your name to get drinks at all. And I'm disappointed in Dan, our listener there. And no, if you are going to try and blag it, all right, treacle is like so 2 years ago. You need to stop that right now. They're not going to have any of that.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Oh, what's occurring?
I've got three situations that we've recorded. I want to tell you what happens next. Does anybody know the score anymore?
Chappers is winning by a lot.
There you go.
He won 3-2 last week.
Okay, good.
So do we keep the score going, or is it a... Yes, we keep going.
I'm going to have to get you a chart, aren't I? This isn't going to work otherwise.
I'd like a chart. Maybe we can get a whiteboard or something.
Do you want a pointy stick as well?
Just make it easier for me.
Okay, yeah, all right.
I can't do numbers.
No.
Okay, here's your first situation.
Oh, what's occurring?
Play along at home on 81199. You know Usain Bolt?
I do know Usain Bolt, yeah, blimey, yeah.
He's very fast. He holds the 100 metres world record.
Normally on this quiz, it's people like Christopher Biggins. And you normally start with, you know somebody like Christopher Biggins? Yes.
Well, he likes chicken nuggets, that Usain Bolt.
He does, that's what makes him run fast. What have you got Usain Bolt to do there?
What? How do you know he likes chicken nuggets?
Because that's what he ate before his run. He's quite casual.
Yeah.
Well, I thought you were supposed to eat, like, pasta and stuff.
Yeah, you are. Well, you are.
If you want to win.
But he had some chicken nuggets from McDonald's before he ran the 100 metres final in Beijing.
And that's the secret to a success.
Yeah. Well, I don't know how scientific that is, but it worked for Usain.
Did he have the barbecue sauce or the...
He didn't actually go any further. He didn't say what he dipped them into.
Maybe he had that Scooby-Doo looking one off of the classifieds.
What?
That chicken nugget that looked like Scooby-Doo.
If you didn't hear Becky's classifieds...
That would have just gone right over here.
Like, she's talking about a chicken nugget that looks like Scooby-Doo. There was one that was for sale. Anyway, Usain Bolt, right?
Yeah.
He ran it in 9.69 seconds.
Yeah.
What I want to know is, today on Oh, What's Occurring, how fast could Radio 1's Greg James run the 100 metres? Can he beat Usain Bolt's record? Bearing in mind, before you make your decision, it was 6.30 in the morning.
Oh, right.
Bit cold, and he did have to cross a few roads.
Okay. And had he had chicken nuggets?
No.
Right.
Becky?
He's quite long.
Pardon?
Quite tall. He's quite tall. I mean, he's got long legs. I think 15 seconds.
He's quite long.
Long legs!
Okay. 15, you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay, chappers.
Oh, I thought the question you asked was, can he beat Usain Bolt's world record, was what you originally asked, to which I was going to answer no. But you actually want a time, do you?
I'd like a time.
Oh, 27 seconds.
27 seconds.
I don't care how long he is, if he's got to cross roads.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here is Greg James off Radio 1 trying to beat Usain Bolt's 100 metres.
On my marks. I'm going to hit someone. On my marks. Get set. Go! I'm running now. I'm going to cross the road now. I might get run over. I'm just going to go for it. Oh, my God, I'm going to get run over there by a car. I'm running. I'm going to get there. Near there. I feel like on the road. Oh, got the car there. Oh, my God. I've crossed the line. Oh, my God, I feel sick.
17 yes! seconds. Go on, Becky.
Seconds?
He's very athletic.
Wow.
Very athletic.
On my marks. I'm going to hit someone.
It's like he's in the pub again.
I watch. It's always violence with him, isn't it?
Oh, what's the kidding?
17 seconds. Becky wins on that one. Ready for the next one?
Yeah.
You know X Factor?
I do know X Factor, yeah.
The judges can sometimes be a little bit negative, can't they?
Yep.
But they're only being honest. Here's my question to you. How many times in Saturday's X Factor did the judges say no?
Oh, my God.
Chappers.
About 112.
Becky.
30.
30. Okay, good. Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here are all of Saturday night's X Factor rejects.
No.
Louis?
No.
Cheryl?
No.
It's a no, darling.
No.
Louis?
No.
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 No. No. Right, we're going to vote. Danny?
No.
Louis?
No.
Cheryl?
No.
Nowhere near what we would be looking for this year.
I'm going to say no.
Okay.
Danny, yes or no?
No.
Louis?
No.
Cheryl?
No.
It's a no, girls.
I'm going to say no.
Okay.
Okay.
You need three yeses. Well, let me help. No.
Okay. I'm going to say no.
Cheryl?
No.
It's a no from me as well. Louis, yes or no?
No.
Cheryl?
No.
Danny?
No.
That's it, Ashley.
Oh.
Just working this out. Hang on. Hang on a second. About 28 no's in there.
Yes, it's me again.
Oh, Becky.
You're just making it up, man.
Oh. What's occurring?
It's round up to 30. It's fine.
Why was the Proclaimers randomly playing in the background?
I hate it when they do that. Oh, let's go to Scotland and play the Proclaimers. It's such a stereotype.
It makes a change to them just not playing Westlife. They seem to play Westlife all the time.
It's typical of people that make a TV show in London and then go, let's go up to Scotland.
Yes.
Oh, well, here's some people in kilts. And let's play 500 Miles by the Proclaimers in the background. Whilst eating some haggis, maybe. Please.
Well said.
And Cheryl goes, oh, it's always great fun up there in Glasgow. What do you mean up there? I live here. Mm. Hello. Anyway.
If you live in Aberdeen, it's down there.
Yeah. Exactly. Right, so Becky still wins. Next one. You know Shaggy?
Oh, I love Shaggy.
Yes.
I've become a bit of a regular on What's Occurring. And do you know what? Something you probably didn't know about Shaggy.
I think there's a lot I don't know about Shaggy.
He's actually a crazy riddler. He loves riddles. He loves to test people out with bonkers riddles. It's true.
Right.
So here's what we did. We got Shaggy to call 5 Radio 1 listeners with one of his crazy riddles. How many Radio 1 listeners would answer the riddle correctly? Chappers.
None.
Not...
None. I've never been more confident about an answer in my life.
Becky.
One.
Chappers is saying none. Becky is saying one. There's only one way to find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here is Shaggy calling some Radio 1 listeners with his crazy riddle.
Morning.
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
It's Shaggy here.
Who?
This is Shaggy.
Is that Simon?
You know me. It's your old friend Shaggy.
What?
I need to ask you something.
None so far.
Hello?
Hello.
Hiya.
This is Shaggy.
Hiya.
I need to ask you something.
Yeah.
Don't worry, it won't take long.
All right.
I am the ruler of shovels. I have a double. I'm as thin as a knife. I have a wife. What I am.
Wait, say that again? I didn't get ya.
I am the ruler of shovels. I have a double. I'm as thin as a knife. I have a wife. What I am. What do you think?
I don't know what I think.
I give you 5 seconds.
5? I might need 10. Wait. I don't know.
It was the King of Spades from a deck of cards.
Oh, thank you.
Hello?
It's Shaggy here.
What?
Hello?
Hello?
Can I ask you something?
Who is this?
Shaggy!
Still none.
Right?
Can I ask you something? I am the ruler of shovels. I have a double. I'm as thin as a knife. I have a wife. What I am. What do you think?
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
What do you think?
I don't know, you tell me.
Hello?
Hello?
What I am.
Yeah, well, what does that mean then?
What do you think?
I don't know, you tell me.
I give you 5 seconds. It was the King of Spades from a deck of cards.
Yeah, well, what does that mean? What are you talking about?
Thank God, your mother never waste our money upon education.
Don't even know who you are.
You know me. It's your old friend, Shaggy.
I think you've got the wrong number.
I love Shaggy and his riddles. That's really random.
Oh! What's occurring?
So, it was none.
Strange that, really.
But Becky still wins today.
Well, I am kind of suffering, you know, I'm playing this with an injury.
It's 3-3 then, that means I've got a chance to overtake him.
Clawing it back. Let us know how you did on 81199.
Oh! What's occurring? Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1 Podcasts. The Chris Moyle Show. Scotland's Chris Chris's on holiday.
International Radio 1. They're here. Donny, Danny, Joey, Jordan and Jonathan. New kids on the block. Hello.
Hey.
Thanks for coming in.
Good to see you.
It's a joy.
Loads of people are like, when are they on? I'm late for work. Thanks very much for coming in today. So, you're back.
We are back.
You're back. But why?
Why not?
Yeah.
That's a better question. Why not?
A new record. We got a new record.
So. Okay. We're going to play that in a minute. We need to talk about how kind of big your comeback has been in America, because they've been absolutely loving it, haven't they?
Yeah, it's been pretty crazy. We've been quite surprised and having a pretty good time.
Is it worrying when you kind of go, hey, we're back, and you think, what if no one wants to actually see us anymore?
Hello!
Hello, everybody! No?
Nah, there are moments, but, you know, we just, I think we're mature enough to know that we can only control what we do. And so we just put our focus into making the best music we can and, you know, do the best work we can do and hope for the best.
Okay. Did you think about changing your name at all? A lot of people asking that on the text.
We thought about some sort of bug or something. But no, I'm kidding. I'm trying to be humorous here over here in the old country, but it's not working. We feel like we've transcended our name. How's that?
Okay, good.
How's that?
How's that? Now, we had the Take That comeback here, which we just played them. That was huge. And then all the other bands kind of tried to do it, and it didn't go quite as well. Who tried it? Was it E17?
E17 tried it, yeah.
And then Five were going to do it. Do you know Five?
I don't know, but I saw E17 on TV last night, that Reunited show.
Mm-hmm.
It was heavy.
Yeah.
It was heavy. Yeah.
I think they reunite without one of them, though?
Yeah, there's four.
Yeah, and one. And
but they still call themselves Five.
No, not Five, but the E17.
No, E17,
that was
yeah,
heavy.
That's right.
That was heavy.
E17 reunited, but without Tony or something.
Oh, see, when I watched it was quite... it's quite different than our process, you know, to see something like that. But, I mean, it was just really, it was like, wow, you think of all the possibilities of where we could have gone after, you know, the first incarnation of the group. And, you know, we're quite fortunate. We all went on to do other things and be fairly successful. And coming back together now, it's a choice. It's something we want to do. We don't have to do it. We just felt like, you know, it was time and we wanted to make music together again.
Okay. Now, obviously, only some bands can do this, and it just doesn't work for some others. Why do you think it's gone so well for you?
I think because we did it for music first. You know, we all got together and started recording on our own, and then everything else happened after that. You know, the TV appearances, the tour in America, and next January, the tour here.
Okay. Yeah, tell us a bit more about the tour, because everyone's saying, when is it going to be, and where is it going to be? And
we're announcing the tour dates here for the first time. Are you ready?
Oh, I'm ready.
Are you sure?
I'm ready.
This is historic right here.
The first mention of them.
Okay,
you
good.
Sure?
Yeah,
I'm. Do you want to announce them yourself?
Oh, no, he'll stuff it up.
Okay.
It's a lot easier if you do.
All right.
Do you want to get dates wrong and places wrong?
Where are the dates?
I'm not good with time. I'm not good with times, dates, places.
Your whole comeback could collapse.
Let Danny and Joe do it.
Now, someone told me the best crowds in the UK are where we're starting the tour.
Right.
A little place called Manchester.
That's correct.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they say the crowds are crazy there.
They love it.
Is that true?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. They said we should end the tour there because it's all going to go downhill from there.
You should just do your whole tour in Manchester. Should start.
Don't go anywhere else.
That's no, going to be
crowds the best.
Friday, January 16th at Manchester Arena.
That's right. We're not going to give the numbers out or anything.
No, no, just the dates.
That's not cool. We're going to act like we really don't care. It's somewhere, some arena in Manchester. No, it's there's lots of dates here. Guys, have you heard?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Read away.
Read away.
We're
going to be in Birmingham. We're going to be in Glasgow. We're going to be in Nottingham. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
Nottingham.
We're going to be in London at the O2.
Yes, sir.
Sheffield Arena, yep. Newcastle, and Cardiff.
Everywhere.
And we're going to play football in every place we go.
Yeah.
And there's many more dates that we're going to announce. These are the ones that have been confirmed. Yeah. So that's like January 16th through the 29th, and there'll be more dates in between.
Okay. That'd
be crazy.
You know, when you listen to your old songs, do any of you think, no, I'm not doing that one? Sorry, no, no way. No, what were we thinking of then? No. Any songs?
There might be a few like that, but most of the hit songs we're really excited to do in concert. We kind of updated them a little bit, and, you know, hopefully everyone, you know, gets excited about it and enjoys it.
Now, if people don't remember you from the first time around, this is... some of the reason
that's not possible.
Well, yeah. Here's some of the reason why you're so big. I'd like to have a little quiz now. The first one to guess the title of the record. Obviously, you're at an advantage because you are the actual band. just
you'd
shout
be
it out.
Surprised.
Just shout
you'd
it
be
out.
Surprised.
Okay. Becky can play as well. Chappers, do you want to play?
What do we do? Shout out. It's
yeah,
like
shout
a,
out.
Like
shout out. Yeah. Just go and then the title. Okay. Go.
That's the easy one.
What could it be called?
If you go away.
Yeah.
Maybe.
It's a strong start.
Okay. Next.
Right stuff. Right
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, that's easy. This one. I'll be loving you forever. Yeah,
you could start with the verse, maybe. You know.
Yeah, it's funny that a lot of them seem to start with the title of the
track.
That's
the idea. Yeah, that's why they call it the hook.
Let's try this one. I think that's step by step.
That's a stretch.
Didn't I blow your mind? That's a good one.
This is too easy.
Hanging tough.
You're playing too long. Make the clips even shorter.
Yeah.
My favorite girl.
Oh.
Hey.
Oh, nice.
Here's Becky's favorite.
Ooh. Oh, hanging tough.
Hanging tough.
Oh. No.
I couldn't.
Oh.
Ah,
I've never heard the 808 remix of Cover Girl. It's not 808.
And again.
Call it what you want.
Call it what you want.
Yes.
Nice.
Right, should we play the new single then we'll come back? Radio 1
Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now, it's fair to say you were the kind of the first boy band like that, weren't you? That's where you kind of take that and Backstreet Boys and NSYNC and Northern Line.
Northern Line.
No, you don't know Northern Line.
5-1.
4. Yeah,
4.
Yeah.
Hot pants.
That's, but they did. They got it from you. You were the veterans,
perhaps.
Yeah.
The OGs.
Yeah.
Somebody's always got to come first.
Are your fans? Are they still the same ones? Are they married with kids now?
Yes.
Yeah. Some of them are married with kids. Professional young ladies, yep. All of age.
Mm-hmm. They're all getting kitchen passes.
I don't know though. We did an autograph signing in Boston 2 days ago, and it was pretty. It was a pretty mixed crowd. It was really impressive. A lot of young, a lot of teenage girls, surprisingly. Mm-hmm. But I think 25 to like 29 is really the magic age for our fans, which is surprising because that would make them, you know, around 5-6 years old, and that's what most of them say is you are. We were either their first concert or they were too young to go to our concert, so now they want to do it now.
Okay, right. So it's like, where's Mum? Well, she's gone off to follow new kids on the block around the country.
Yeah. Well, they've been toting their kids, too.
It's kind of weird. It is kind of because, you know, the Jonas Brothers, right?
They're on tomorrow on the show.
Yeah. Oh, okay. All right. Well, we're always, a lot of these radio shows that we do, the moms will, you know, the kids want to see, you know, Jonas Brothers, and the moms, you know, come to see us. So then the girls are screaming for the Jonas Brothers, and then we come out, and the moms are going crazy, and their kids are looking up at them, at their moms like, what do you do? What's going on? You know, it's kind of funny, though.
Do you still get kind of groupies and mad obsessive fans?
Yes.
They're a bit calmer now, you know. They're a bit calmer. They're
calmed down a bit.
Yeah, well, they can check into the hotel instead of.
They're like assassins, you know. Yeah. Before they were just mad crazy people. Now they're very calculated. They check into the hotel.
Yeah.
Open the briefcase.
At least they can afford to stay there now, though.
Yeah. They used to rummage through our room service carts and steal biscuits. Crust from the toast, and now they wait in the lobby and buy us drinks.
That's a lot better. Yeah,
it is much better. It's fantastic.
Yeah. Well, what have been the weirdest fans that you've kind of ever had?
The Cupcake Twins in L.A.
Whoa.
The Cupcake Twins.
Cupcake Twins.
Yeah. Tell us about the Cupcake Twins.
Oh, they're actually very good fans, but they just like to deliver cupcakes. And
we're all trying
to get in shape, and they keep showing up with these amazing chocolate cupcakes with sprinkles and.
And they're dressed like punk rockers, which is kind of cool, you know?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are they quite big girls, then?
Hey.
I'm just saying if they eat a lot of
cupcakes.
No, you
say that like you know
that
answer.
They give us the cupcakes.
They give us the cupcakes. They give the cupcakes, right.
No.
Most of the girls are very fit.
Oh, because they're in the kitchen making cupcakes?
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm sorry. I jumped to conclusions.
You know when you look back at like the old videos and the old performances, I want to know kind of from you what, do you think the worst thing you ever wore was? There must have been some classics.
I don't know about the worst thing I ever wore, but the worst thing was the rat tail that I had.
Oh, yeah. Hey, man. The rat tail was the bomb.
Well, that's hey, can I speak for myself? I'm speaking for me. That's, you know.
What about you, Jordan?
Braided?
Jordan, what do you think?
the worst thing
you ever wore?
The belt?
Either the belt or the
belt was hot.
Overalls.
I like the belt.
The belt was hot, though.
What was the belt?
Tell them about
hot.
The,
yeah, it was hot. Yeah.
Tell them about the overalls, though. That's the...
The overalls? Nah, it was
with
great.
No shirt. With no shirt underneath.
Oh, nice.
But he could do that.
Standing next to Danny Wood.
Yeah.
What about you, Joey?
What comes to mind is my hair, really. I mean, my hair just was out of control.
It's like a mop.
It was just a big mop of hair. It got curly when I went through that moment in life where things change. And
that's just what made it curly?
Yeah, it was never curly before. Yeah, people thought I got perms and stuff, but it wasn't. It was just incredibly curly, and it was nuts. It was a big mushroom. And
it's like a head full of
pubic hair.
That's disgusting.
That's but, good stuff. Good stuff.
Not that kinky, but almost.
Good stuff. You could pretty much.
I meant actually curly when I said kinky, not. Anyways, yeah. Moving on, John.
Let's move on. Do you have all of you have kids of your own now? Some of you,
yes, yeah,
four of us
have kids.
Okay, and what do they? What do they think of dad being this kind of sex symbol guy?
My kids are 9 and 10 and 15 and 16, so they're all really good age right now. Mm. They're really into it, and they're excited to come and visit on tour. They're all in school, so they're going to visit. But they're excited, you know. They didn't really know much about it, so they're kind of getting educated on the new kids.
Okay.
My son's not checking for us. He's in a death metal band. He's not feeling it. Last year I told him we were reforming the group, and he said, "Oh, cool." I said, "You can come on and maybe sit in and play bass for our band one night." He said, "Cool." And then about 3 months later, he joined a new band, and everything changed. He's about 6 foot. One, he just doesn't care anymore. He's like, "You guys are pop. I like you, but you're pop." So it's over for that.
Now, I know, Joe, you've done Dancing with the Stars in America, and I know Donnie, you've been doing lots of acting. Danny, you did the Upper Street thing.
I've done a few things other than Dancing with the Stars.
Yes.
Go ahead, proceed.
You've also done a solo album. You've been on Boston Public.
And no, you've been
Boston Pubic.
I was on Broadway. I took a walk to the West End and dreamed a little last night.
Yeah. Were you in Wicked, weren't you?
Yes, I was.
Okay.
Sorry.
That's right. And continue. Jordan, you did Trust Me, I'm a Holiday Rep with Jodie Marsh. What the hell was that like?
That was, it was fun. It was a bit weird, but it was fun hanging out with her.
Yeah.
But Joey, she's a cool lad. Cool chick.
She's a cool bird.
Yeah. For the English term.
Would you do any more like reality shows, any of you? Or are you kind of done with that?
The thing about Dancing with the Stars was I knew I would learn from the dancers. I've always, you know, grew up admiring professional dancers because they're the most talented people in the business, I think. But I knew the reality aspect of it. They got to produce a show, and you know, you're thrown to the wolves, you know, with the judges and stuff. But it was, you know, it's 51-49 that I would want to, you know, I wouldn't want to change anything, and I got a lot of good out of it, but. It's I was in cold sweats deciding whether or not to do that show. After I agreed, I was like, what the hell am I doing? But it was exciting. I mean, live TV and learning something like that was cool. So you never know. You never know what happens with those kind of shows, personally. Mm. I mean,
we've actually we're developing a new reality show at the moment called Lollipop Idol. Do you know about lollipop folk, lollipop ladies? Do you know them?
No.
They're kind of educators. Becky, yeah, this is... this is what they have. It's to help kids cross the road, and they're called lollipop ladies.
You don't think they get enough credit, do you?
They don't, because it's a dangerous job. They have to stand on the crossings with this big lump of metal and dress in a kind of high visibility jacket. We're either thinking call it maybe last lollipop person standing or lollipop idol. Is it something you might be interested in? Because if you are, we do have the outfits.
I suspect that there are some pretty hot lollipop ladies.
That's not, that's our thinking.
We're trying to find
to find the hottest of the hot. Yeah. I think it's a brilliant idea.
You got one right there. It's about to put the hat on. And,
this is Becky.
You, Becky.
Yeah. Oh.
Go on. Wow. Put the hat on, though. It makes it.
Who would you like to try it on?
She doesn't strip.
Anybody?
I think Joey should wear it first.
Joey, okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I got a big head. I don't know.
Are you still 51-49?
No. I never had to try to play the opposite sex before.
Yeah, you're a lolly. Well, you can be a man.
Wow, these hats are.
The guys wear
these
this
hats
too.
Are heavy.
Oh yeah.
Oh, this is.
Those hats are a little suspect for
that's
men.
Hot.
We're just getting a nice picture.
This could be our back in
our first our first celebrity contestant.
Got the costumes on.
That's real nice.
Great. There you go. Here you go. I will be your Patsy.
There it is. We've got a picture. Amazing. Right. Thank you. Listen, guys, thank you so much for coming in today. Don't forget, we've just announced a big tour. We're going all over the place. Tell them where it is again.
Yeah. It starts in January 16th in Manchester.
Birmingham, Glasgow, Nottingham, London, Sheffield, Newcastle, Cardiff.
We have to prepare all the fans around the UK because I will be wearing a Liverpool kit on stage.
Whoa.
At all the shows.
Excellent.
So I hope they don't get mad at me in Manchester.
That's all right. Well, that could be a problem. It's fine. Listen, guys, thank you very much for coming in today. New Kids on the Block, everyone. Thank you.
Yay.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.